May only the truth be spoken and only the truth be heard. In the name of God, Creator, Redeemer, Life-Giving Spirit. Amen. It is no coincidence that in Greek mythology, it was the god of fire who breathed Pandora into being. Because, as the myth tells us, she had this unquenchable curiosity. In fact, curiosity and a sealed box were the only two gifts that Zeus had given her. So, like Adam and Eve, she was set up to fail. But instead of eat from any tree you want except that one, like God had said to Adam and Eve, in Pandora's case, it was, let's give the most curious person on earth a box that they're never supposed to open. What a great idea. The lesson? Our ancestors in the faith, in all faiths, it seems, wanted us to know that we were fashioned to need to know why. Why can't I eat from that tree? Why can't I open this box? Or the question that has captivated us for the last 30 months. Why have these horrendous things come to us in our time? Of course, it's the wrong question to ask. And the myth of Pandora can tell us more about that. You know the story. When her curiosity finally got the best of her, Pandora opened the box. All of the evils escaped, and the world has been plagued by them ever since. What you might not know is that not everything in the box was bad. You see, for every evil that escaped, there was a good. For every virtue, a vice. But while all the evil remained among us, as the myth has it, the good just slipped away, ascended to the heavens to be with the gods. One of these was the goddess Pistis. It's where we get the word faith from. It's the word that is spoken over and over again today in the epistle and in the gospel. And it means both belief and trust. And it's what we confront today in this liturgy of engagement, where we begin with lamentation and move on and on towards expectation and hope. If you think about it, every time we gather here, we open the box, don't we? We lift the lid to reveal what has been captured in our hearts during the week, the struggles, the hurts, the joys and the triumphs. We open our hearts and give what is contained there over to God so that maybe we will have enough belief and trust to leave the question of why behind and try to embrace the what that God is calling us to. And today, as we celebrate engagement, we begin in lament. We wrestle with our faith, our belief and trust in God, because that's what can slip away from us when we are in lament. We've been grieving for a long time now. And when we grieve, when we try and put behind what will not let us go forward, our faith is what we have to wrestle with. Sometimes we hold on to it just so that it doesn't slip away. Thank God, faith is everywhere in the readings today and everywhere in this place. Faith is the good treasure that Paul entrusted to us in the epistle today. And he reminds us that this faith that we have been clinging to is a gift of God, of course, but as importantly, it comes to us from our ancestors in the faith. It's as though the threads of belief and trust are woven together in our DNA. For Timothy, passed down from Lois, then to Eunice, then to him. I think of our ancestors in the faith and the thread of resurrection that has become part of our DNA at Redeemer. Because as we emerge from this pandemic into something new, there's been much talk among us about how this time, right now, this time is so much like the time when we came back from near death. When the Washington Street women boldly stood before the powers of the church with nothing more than a seed of faith, their belief and trust that Redeemer would rise again. The letter to Timothy reminds me of our own ancestors in the faith and how important it is to keep them alive in us. You know, every day at midday prayer, several members of this church gather together. And part of what we do is we remember them. We pray for those whose lives continue to touch us. Like Margaret Bremner, who is just about the size of a mustard seed, actually, but who is such a giant, so abundant in faith that she could see that there was hope for this place even when it seemed like just an empty box. And as we look to the future, leaving behind the why all of this happened and embracing the what God is calling us to, we remember people like Daniel Mark, his birthday was last week, whose life and witness, whose very posture and countenance was like this wide embrace. Every time we met him was like one big, smiling, open door. Always effusive in his eagerness to embrace and welcome everyone and never let them go. As we go forward, we can't let their belief and trust in God slip away from us. Because our belief and trust are so fragile sometimes, that they can just slip away. It's what the disciples are wrestling with in today's gospel. What we have wrestled with in a world turned upside down these past few years. When the journey is too long, or the trials too many to endure, and when you feel like maybe you can't go on, that it's just all too much, then like the disciples, sometimes you need faith so badly that you don't ask for it anymore. Sometimes you're so desperate that you demand it. Increase our faith, the disciples said. Not begging, not asking, demanding out of desperation. In the gospel today, they've been on the road a long time. And twice now, Jesus has made it clear where that journey will end. In suffering and sacrifice on the cross. He has told them the cost of discipleship in parable after parable these last few weeks. Lost coins, lost sheep, a prodigal son, a dishonest manager. Over and over again, telling them that there is so much they need to let go of before they can move on. It hasn't been easy for them. It hasn't been easy for us. Faith, as I said, is both trust and belief. And like the disciples, we have struggled with both. It's not that we haven't believed, but we haven't known the way forward. We don't know why all these evils have suddenly leapt out of the box. Pandemic, anti-black racism, forgotten indigenous children, economic crisis, environmental catastrophe, war, and on and on. We lost our trust, didn't we? Not in God, but in this ostensibly sane and stable world. What a joke that is now. And don't we now realize that it was coming apart at the seams all along? Why did it come apart? Sometimes because it had to. Like all the injustices that we tolerated or ignored. Sometimes it came apart because, as Pandora discovered, once the box is opened, all kinds of evils escape. Even many that we thought were locked away for good. And so here we are. We move forward today in faith, believing and trusting that God is calling us to something new, to open our doors, to go out, and to gather in. It's always both. But in a spirit of vulnerability and openness, formed by the experiences we've had these past 30 months. Because like Paul, like the disciples discovered, faith is not us blindly accepting the world and our lives as they unfold and having them pass us by. Rather, faith calls us to be open, to hear that the world and our lives can change And that begins with being open. Not just open doors, not just a slogan, open hearts, open minds, open hands. Letting go of all of our preconceived notions about what the world, our lives, and this church should be. Letting go of almost everything, except what? Who can tell me what was left in Pandora's box? Hope. It's always what we are left with. No matter the time, no matter the evils that escape us, or the beliefs that sometimes elude us, or the trust in what was that slips from our grasp, always what is left is hope. And that's what we hold on to. Amen.